Good morning. It's April 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is Providence. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, Romans 8:28. Not long ago, I visited with a long-term patient. We'll call her Marie. She was simply in for an annual, but she was awfully bubbly for some reason. The joy of just living seemed to be all over her face, and it was a welcome and somewhat unexpected thing to see. Only 6 years ago, Marie was in the depths of despair, being treated for depression and on the verge of suicide. Her son and husband had been killed in a horrific car wreck on Christmas Eve in an ice storm. Their daughter had died of leukemia at age 8 several years before that. I had delivered both of those children. Almost incredibly, she had lost a brother and both her parents in the year that followed the car wreck. She's a Christian, but the consolation and counsel of those at her church seemed unable to pull her from the incredible depths to which she had sunk. This time, I could barely tell her hello before she was showing me pictures of a man with two school-aged kids, maybe 12 and 9, boy and girl. The man was, well, just an average guy, glasses, medium height, maybe a little overweight, but with a big smile and his arm around his kids. "Who are these folks, then?" I asked her. "This is my fiancé, Rick, and his kids, Caleb and Michelle. Aren't they just darling?" She had a finger on her iPhone and started swiping right with picture after picture of the same three, but now often with her in the shot as well. They were all taken outside, trees and rolling green hills in the background. "When's the big day?" I asked. She beamed up at me from the exam table. 23 days, but who's counting?" Turns out Rick wasn't her old high school flame. He didn't meet her in a support group or a church or even in a bar. One rainy night 8 months ago, she had a flat tire on a farm road east of Dallas. She was coming home from a weekend stay with a friend from work who, like others in her life, was struggling to return her to the light. A man in a pickup truck with two kids in the front seat stopped and got out in the rain and offered to change her tire in the downpour. When she asked him why he stopped, he simply answered, "Well, who wouldn't stop? You look like you needed help." You know the rest of the story without hearing it. His wife had died of breast cancer 4 years ago. The rest is history. Or maybe providence. Providence is defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as foresight, anticipation and preparation for the future, prudent management. Also, the foreknowing and protective care and government of a spiritual power, special providence being direct divine intervention. I like to think it is a concept directly tied to sovereignty. The Christian believes that God Almighty has his hand always on the tiller. The winds of fortune may blow a gale from time to time, but if the sovereign guides our ship, we need not perpetually despair. With God firmly in control, we can rest assured that despite our current circumstances, even if they involve a tragedy, that God will work all things together for good. The rub, of course, is that he'll do it in his own timing, Psalm 27:14. We know that God is wise, in fact, the source of all truth. We know that God is loving, and in fact equated with love by his Son, 1 John 3:1, 4:7, 16. We know that God brings good out of evil, as he did with Joseph in Egypt, Genesis 50:20. That means that no matter what happens, if, like Job, you should lose literally everything, your job, your wealth, your family, your home, and your health, it's better that you lose all, if God wills it, because an omnipotent, wise, and loving God will have his reasons. We must trust in his judgment, even if we don't understand. It is always good to bear in mind what the Lord says in Isaiah 55:8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It is, of course, extremely hard to see that in the midst of disaster. But like Horatio Spafford, the author of It Is Well With My Soul, one can recover even from the loss of one's children at sea, still trusting in the Lord. Marie may not have received the happy ending that she has. If she had not, the Lord had a reason for that as well, and a plan to utilize that circumstance. But as it is now, I was just happy for Marie and thankful to our God. Say not, my soul, from whence can God relieve my care? Remember that omnipotence has servants everywhere. His method is sublime, his heart profoundly kind. God never is before his time, and never is behind. Charles Spurgeon. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you sent the Spirit to us for just this reason, to help us in our hour of need. Lord, when things look the very darkest, and our hearts are downcast, direct your Spirit to whisper in our ear that Abba's love will never fail, that we are never alone, and that in God's providence and in his timing, good will come from evil. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.